Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A very warm welcome once again here on Radio Pulpit with me, Esther, formerly Sibati Mkgethi. I'd like to bless you. I'd like to invoke the blessing of God upon you. Remember, the blessing of God only manifests if you are at the right standing with God. And if you are not a believer and you desire to know God, it will also manifest because truthfully, your heart is seeking to be closer to your God and to know Him. The Lord bless your intentions as long as they are truthful before God and you are seeking Him with all your heart truthfully. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We're looking at the journey of Father of Nations, a friend of God, the blessed man Abraham, a man God gave blessings without him deserving it, without him asking for it or thinking or knowing it, even if it was possible. He didn't even know if it was possible, but God decided to make it possible anyway and make it known to him. Bless the Lord. When God is pleased with a person, He will make Himself known to a person and He will make the person know that I love you and I will bless you. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Ours is to receive and to serve God. The promises of God are sure. Bless the Lord that it is written. It's scripture written and endorsed by the power of God Himself through His Spirit. Bless the Lord. Abraham was just one together with his wife, and they didn't even have a child when God said, I'll make you father of nations. You are my friend, and I'll bless you with possessions, wealth, and riches. He never did ask for that. Bless the Lord. He didn't. He didn't. Why was God so loving to this person? Because he believed him that he was God, and he was. Oh, hallelujah. And he humbled himself and honored him as God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God wants me to delve on the blessing. You see, Satan has, he wants to rob you of your blessing that you give up and the promise that God gave you. And I said, you got to seek your possession, your position and your purpose. That's where the promise is. That's where the promise is. That is from God without merits, without merits. Bless the Lord. We're going to take up from where we left off, chapter 12 of the book of Genesis. And we're going to pick up from verse 11 and look at this man blessed by God in the promised land that he was given. And look at this classic move, because there was a promise. Terah knew about it and he was part of the blessing. But as a father, his place, and remember, with the rewards in heaven, he played his part to remove Abraham from home and take him towards the land of promise. He had to play that part. Everybody has got to play a part. Some looks small and insignificant, but as long as it's in obedient, it's the same as a larger or what looks larger to the eye or to the physical. It's the same as small. Remember, we perform as a body of Christ different mandates to the glorification of God. Remember, the Bible says some are small, some are like nails, some are like fingers, some are like eye. But we perform many different tasks to fulfill the purposes of God. And it doesn't mean that the eye is better than a finger just because you can see where you're going and you can manipulate things and you can know about things, or mouth because now you can speak all sorts of things, or feet because it can take you to certain places. No part of a body is better than the other. That is why the part Terra played was very significant, moving from that place, so that Abraham now can go into the place chosen. I said this is generational blessing. That's why Terah was the one as the father who was to go there, yet the seed was that of Abraham. He had to take him to a place of sanctification, no contamination of spirit, godliness, holiness, and where he can communicate and link up with God without hindrances. And you know, amongst family and friends, you'll forever be limited and hindered and be in the flesh. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And also remember, a prophet cannot be honored in their own country. The Lord Jesus Christ would say that. He had to move out from his own land and go somewhere else where the blessing was. And so, chapter 12 and verse 10 of the book of Genesis, of the book of beginnings, and Abraham walking within the blessing, and now famine is here, now he goes to Egypt. That's where we left off last time. Keep that blessing alive. It doesn't matter how many years it's been that you were promised. God wants you to look back. Don't throw it out. God has not forgiven you, forgotten you. Your promise is still coming. Keep that promise alive in your heart. Keep speaking it and believing that you will receive it, whether you see it or not. You see, the book of Hebrews, book of faith, says faith is believing things that we do not see yet. We do not have in our hands. It's a substance. It's a substance, and substance you cannot see, you cannot touch. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And when it comes into the physical, it's because your faith kept it alive and your hope brought it to you physically. Woo, hallelujah. I feel blessed. I feel very blessed because God is releasing his blessings. God, won't you touch everyone who is supposed to receive? I do not know. Want to touch everyone, and I thank you. So it reads as follows, Genesis chapter 12, and from verse 11. And it came to pass, when Abraham was close to entering Egypt, that he said to Sarai his wife, "Indeed, I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance. Therefore, it will happen when the Egyptians see you that they will say, 'This is his wife.' They will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you." So it was when Abram came into Egypt that the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very beautiful. The princess of Pharaoh also saw her and commended her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. He treated Abraham well for her sake. He had sheep, oxen, male and donkeys, male and female servants, female donkeys and camels. But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this that you've done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She's my sister'? I might have taken her as my wife. Now, therefore, here is your wife. Take her and go your way." So Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. That's so up to verse 20, and we pause there, because we will continue in this promise. God wants you to get back what the devil has stolen with his words of lies and saying, "It's such a long time that you've been praying and believing God for such and such a thing. It's not going to happen. Take shortcuts. Worship me." Didn't he say that to the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ? Did he say that? worship mean? And I'm paraphrasing. He said, all the glory in this world, wealth and riches, you name it, has been given to me. Worship me. It will be all yours. Don't take shortcuts. Don't believe him. He's a liar. The Christ said, when Satan speaks lies, it's his vernacular. Bless the Lord. He's speaking his native land. He's a liar. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. But I bless the Lord, and I'm going to speak this word into your spirit and soul. Bless the Lord. It is written, my sheep knows my voice. This is John. My sheep knows my voice, the voice of a stranger. They do not recognize. In fact, they run away from it. They shall never perish, but have everlasting life. No one can snatch them from my hand. My Father is even greater. I and my Father are one. Bless the Lord. We have this promise that no one can snatch us out of his hand. And if we are true to God, we'll never listen to the promises of lies, shortcuts of Satan. Worship me, Satan? No, we will never worship him. As he said to the Lord Jesus, and he answered you, we will never worship you. And God spoke that into our future and destiny as believers. We will never ever listen to anybody. We will not ever, ever throw off our towels or even forget the blessings God has given us through Christ. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. May God make the hope that's in you come alive and go pick up the pieces, or go and look and locate your promise, because it's intertwined with the purposes of God in you, the purposes of Jehovah. God of heaven, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. If you locate those purposes and begin walking into that, then your blessing become alive and it's watered. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. May you bless this word, God, into the hearts of the peoples of God. And Satan is not going to steal this word from their hearts. What God wants me to emphasize to you is that Abraham circulated in the promised land, but he never owned it. And Abraham was very rich. The Bible says he was wealthy. He was one of the most wealthy peoples. He could have bought some properties there. He didn't. Bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God wanted me to emphasize that. The only thing that he purchased in the end, as we will see as we walk with him, to resuscitate and revive the faith in us and the promises of God, we have to look at what he purchased. The only thing he purchased was where he was saying, this is our resting place because it's a land God has given us. And then we will go around and do what we do until the timing of God is fulfilled. Until the timing of God. And that which is, bless the Lord, was important to him was when his wife died. He purchased that land within Canaan and he buried the wife. And that's all that he purchased. He didn't buy. I know we like to buy assets as long as it's not where God wants it. You will have a problem with that. You will have a problem with that. Be God guided. Have wisdom. Ask God first before you do anything. Child of God, and our time is very short, for the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soonest. Are you waiting for him? The Bible says, the book of Ephesians says, this hope, as long as we believe this, it says it purifies us. Remember, we're seeking to be purer every day, every minute. We're seeking to read the word, be better Christians, be more anointed and be purer, our souls and spirits. Bless the Lord. The purity of the soul and spirit is very important. And the Bible says our purity is in believing that the Lord Jesus Christ. This is secret. It's sacred. Believe it and receive it, I decree. In Jesus' name, our believing and our hope that indeed the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, as it is written in the Bible, we get purer. We get better. Remember, we can't be corrupted or contaminated. The Bible says we have been born of incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And the more this Word we speak it and believe it, the more we believe and possess the promises of God, and the more they become alive within our lives. Bless the Lord. And so we're also made aware that the devil comes to fight the promises and the Word of God in us, so that we are void of that faith, we are void of that belief. We are now hopeless, and yet God spoke to you and said, I want you to do this and this and that. And I want to bless you with this and this and that. And now we become void. Why? The more we work at helping God to acquire certain things that God wants us to acquire, the more He removes the things that we need to access those things. God, Abraham couldn't help God. Rich and wealthy as he was, he didn't need his money. God made sure it's one thing in his flesh, a son, an heir, bless the Lord. He could not sire a son. That is painful. That is painful. For a man of dignity like that, a friend of God, and God did dignify him, not to have the one little thing, a baby, a son. He could have adopted as much as he wanted. Fine. God said, your own seed, out of your own seed. And they tried to help God and get Hagar. And Hagar did get Ishmael. And Ishmael was Abraham's flesh and blood, but not good enough for God. And what I love is that God said, I will bless him too. He's your son. Yes, I will never ever dishonor him. But he's not the carrier of the blessing of the promise. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I want you to understand that within the family, God always chooses somebody to carry out the mandates of God for the particular family. And every family has God. If you are a child of God, locate yours within your family. Locate yours. Everybody has got a position. Look at Moses. He was well finished and married to a certain priest and just working with dung, smelly, and he was a prince and trained in a palace, Pharaoh, so well, and well-bred. But now he got married and settled and took care of flocks. But he was born for a purpose, and God took him out of that. Why? He still walked with God. He still trusted in God. He still pleased God and sought God with his whole heart. That's why God came to him and said, now you go and do such. But God had done something with him. You know what? The flesh was no more there. He could never be shamed by walking around with the sandals full of dunghill and dung of cows and sheep and all. He wasn't ashamed. They still recognized him. Everybody still knew him. He wasn't ashamed when they looked at him. And he didn't have the accolades, attributes that he was used to. Being a prince and having people worship you and run before you and pull your chariots and sayings that kings or princes, they are always honored wherever they go, and their declarations that they're saying, they bow, you pass through them and they sort of look down and, you know, sort of, we honor you. He didn't have that. He was with the cows. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. But his flesh was dead. This is when God said, now go. Abraham's flesh was dead. He could not sire any child. Sarah's womb was completely dead. And this is when God's blessing came. Bless the Lord. Die to that flesh. You're going to have to die to that flesh. This is Radio Pulpit. on 657 a.m. with me, Esther. We continue on this blessing God wants me to reiterate and to get you to pick up the pieces, go back to where you've lost it, look for the promises of God, and you will surely receive them. They are sure. Until we meet next time.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 a.m. 657 a.m. Radio for Believers in Action.